Aloha and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Girl Meets Girl, and this is a podcast about choosing happily ever after. You can find us on the web at girlmeetsgirl.net or girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
This is episode 109, Gay Bias and Gay Billboarding. My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And once again, welcome to this episode. All right, before we get into the gay bias and gay billboarding stuff, we want to let you know what this beautiful song is.
I know, this song is awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this song is actually on the CD of one of our favorite artist-musician friends named Steven Espanola. We've covered him in the podcast before, and we have a little bit to say about him later in this show, but that's where this song can be found, on his latest CD called Ho'omaka, and he needs to come out with another CD, I would say.
Yeah,
we've so enjoyed
with
that
all of our support, he will be able to do that. The name of this Slacky song is Kroselani Slack, and it's spelled Cal Rose Lani, like C-A-L, like California, and Rose, like the flower, and Lani, L-A-N-I. And for those of you who don't know, Cal Rose is the name of a brand of rice that was very popular in Hawaii. Cal Rose Rice.
See, that's a true Hawaii person, yeah? Writing about rice.
Yeah. Cal Rose Lani. I don't know. Maybe the...
How do you say it?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound right if you say Cal Rose Lani. Yeah? You gotta say Karose Lani.
And there's the token motorist going by. So we will be talking more about Steven Espanola's CD a little later, but back to another CD that we had talked about the last few podcasts. That CD is called 2 to 3 Feet.
And it's a ukulele instrumental CD.
Also another one of our favorite CDs. But we are giving that away as a contest prize.
Okay. So the way people entered was by just commenting or by voting for this podcast on previous episodes. And we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Lita.
Yay.
Hope I'm saying your name right. Am I saying your name right? Lita. Gotta be Lita, right? L-Y-T-A. What do you think? Lita? Lita.
Lita.
Congratulations. Please email us so we know where to send your CD. Our email is mail, M-A-I-L, at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Yay, congratulations.
And these are two just topics that gay people deal with, whether they know it or not. We're trying to give it a name. Okay. Now, everybody's heard about discrimination, of course, right? Being put down or getting the short end of the stick because you're gay. Or because you even are suspected of being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this is even legalized, right? Mm-hmm. Don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
certain fees you gotta pay.
No,
the gay fee.
Right? No recognition of, you know... marriage on the federal level, and very few states even allowing gay marriage and all of this stuff. But we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the flip side, because how many of you have ever felt like you've been the recipient of favoritism because you're gay? Probably some of you, right?
Right.
Get a little gay bonding going on, just a little extra good energy from a sales clerk, or I'm trying to think of other coworkers.
I am so guilty of gay bias. I bias all the way. I do.
You
I
do?
Have to say.
Can you give an example?
I do. Let me see. Well, if I notice someone who's gay, okay, and that's the judgment on my part, right?
Right. It's not like they're wearing a sign and then it's not like they came up to you and said, hi, I'm gay. But,
no.
But they're
but
just
you can
like,
just tell.
They're billboarding.
Right. And we will get to billboarding, to gay billboarding in a little bit. But whenever I, like, say if we're doing a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll just say it anyways. We love our straight people. We do.
Oh, yeah,
we love
of course. Our straight people. Yeah.
But a lot of times I have to say that if we're doing a gig and you know how we're singing or whatever, and I see new faces in the crowd,
mm-hmm.
if I see new gay faces, after the gig, I'm going to beeline over there.
Okay.
And say, thank you so much for being here.
Kind of like make the connection.
What's your name? Yes. Yes. Because we just want to connect.
Right.
You know?
And feel the support.
It's like, hey, you're gay. Hey, I'm gay. Hey, we're gay. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
Wow, we're gay. Yeah. And it's such a great thing. And in fact, recently, I went to go look at an office space with someone. Okay. Because they're looking for, you know, a new office.
Oh, they're in the market to rent an office space.
To rent an office space to, you know, work out of and stuff. And so I got out of the car and then there's a person that's greeting me.
Okay.
And I'm like, totally gay. And I felt like right on, in the bag, got it. Got it. Because I know I'm gay, right? So I'm like,
right.
I was assuming gay bias would happen. Okay. A reciprocation of gay
okay.
bias. Okay. However, then I realized, wait, I don't really look gay.
Right.
So then I started to have internal panicking going on. And
like,
how can I
project my gayness?
Right.
Oh, and let me just do a little commentary here for those of you who've never really seen pictures of Sienna or myself. Sienna over here, she's very, she's much more feminine. And so
you think?
She, and so, you know, she doesn't look like Ellen. She doesn't cut her hair like Ellen. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just not stereotypically gay
more
looking.
More like Portia. Okay. So just you get the picture.
And Toast is Ellen.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So I started thinking, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if this is going to work.
Right, right.
But, and then I thought, where is Toast when you need her? All I would have to do is go ahead and push you out in front.
And be like, oh, well, you know, my girlfriend here really likes the space.
And the gay alarm would go off.
Right.
Bing, 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 bing. That's the gay alarm.
So what did you do? Because,
well,
you know, how did you try to cultivate this gay bias?
Well, I stayed far away from the person that I went to go see the space with because that person is male. And a lot of times if there's a male and a female, people just assume they're together, you know?
Right, right.
So I stayed far away. I couldn't be
from
farther
him.
Away. Yeah. And then in talking about the space, I made sure I said, your girlfriend would just love this space.
Okay, to establish that you're not with him.
Right. Right. And I was looking for an in for myself.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. it was
some
just,
comments you could make that would,
it was
that
just
would
challenging.
Like, set off the alarm.
Yes. But she said, oh, well, my partner and I, blah, 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 blah. So then I'm like, oh, and I smiled as big as I could, you know, and I was just like nodding my head like, oh, mm-hmm. Like, oh, your partner. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, I'm fine. I'm so fine with that.
Like, I really love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, well,
yeah.
Well, do you know if it paid off? Like,
I think it paid off. Yeah.
So this office space
this office
has been acquired?
Space, well, as of all the steps have been taken. So,
wait a minute. You told me about this. And then this gay person who's renting out this office space was talking like, well, we're going to be really happy to have you. Like she was being very
yes.
presumptuous, like yes. saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I really want you guys here. So she was giving all the good signals like, yeah, you guys are in because I'm gay and you're cool with it. And I like that. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we want to look at it in that way.
Yeah. If we want to let our imaginations
right,
run
if we
want to
make
gamut,
up stories.
Yes.
That
Let's
would be
make
a story.
Up some stories, yes.
Yeah.
That's a nice, harmless story. But yeah, I think I love being gay biased. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of examples, and unfortunately, although I can think of instances where, you know, we've met people or I've encountered people who I think I'm assuming are gay, mm-hmm. and I'm just being really friendly and encouraging and supportive of them. Mm-hmm. There's
but then they get opihia.
No, not necessarily. I don't think so. And we have to take a little sidebar note here to let you know that opihi is a Hawaiian word for a certain type of, what is that? A sea urchin. A sea urchin. That's what it is, right? A
that
sea
people urchin. Eat, they eat them.
With a poor shell things. On it, and it just sticks to the rocks at the beach. And when we say, oh, somebody's being opihi, that means they're like really clingy.
Clingy.
They're clinging onto you.
But the little gays, well, we're little gays, but the young gays, the really young gays, they cling to you. Like a role model. Like a role model. You know?
And that's good. They need somebody to cling to.
They do.
But I was just getting at saying that, you know, the whole gay bias and favoritism thing, it's not institutionalized like the gay discrimination is. So when we can show gay bias and just be extra friendly and extra supportive and extra encouraging mm-hmm. to somebody, mm-hmm. even just in passing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's
nice to put out that supportive energy to somebody that you think might be gay.
Yeah. Give the eye contact.
Yeah. Because we need that in our society.
Make your eyes sparkly to them. You know, the kind, do kind eyes to them. Like, yes, you are gay. I receive you. I accept you. And I am gay too. And I understand. And we are bonded forever. Even though we may not ever see each other again, we are bonded because we are gay.
Sounds so intimate. You guys know what we mean.
Alrighty. I love gay bias. I love it.
Well, you know why we love it so much is because we get the opposite. Because our society discriminates. So it's like we're so hungry for affirmation. We're so hungry for support. You know?
And that's why you know
we
what,
we need
too?
That to counterbalance that's the why, negative energy that
yes,
we get.
Yes, we do. We do. We yeah. need to raise our resonance. And we do that with gay bias. But that's why, you know, straight people who love gays rock.
Yes.
They really do. They really, really do.
Yes.
Especially those straight people that will be, like, will put their reputation on the line. And people will think that they could think that they're gay.
I see what you're saying.
Maybe in a, I don't know.
Like they might be presumed to be gay because they're with gay people and
right,
they don't care.
Or coming to a gay event, yeah. but they're just like, whatever. Right. I mean, they, especially those people, they rock. Yeah. So we will get back to all the gay talk, but right now we're going to take a little break and just talk about some Hawaii stuff, mainly Stephen Espanola, who again, his song, we played in the very beginning of this podcast. We're going to play another song of his shortly. But he is one of those people who is so gay supportive.
He's just cool, you know?
Yeah, he is. And he's not gay. He's not gay. He has a wife. He has a baby, you know? And he's just, yeah, relaxed, you know?
He's
normal. No big deal. And we are actually, we got to say, we're doing some vegetarian bias with him, huh?
Yeah,
maybe
that's
some
true.
Slight vegetarian bias going on here because he is a recent vegetarian, his whole family. And this year they celebrated their first vegetarian Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not sure if it was a vegan Thanksgiving, but vegetarian,
that's
maybe
okay.
it's safe to
yeah.
say.
So awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's awesome.
Especially for somebody who has like Hawaii roots like him.
Yes, that's the thing. Like,
hey, we're patting ourselves on the back too, yeah, because we have Hawaii roots.
To find Hawaii people who are going vegetarian or vegan, it's like, that's a bond, man.
Yeah.
Like, because it's hard. When you're born and raised in Hawaii, you are raised on all that spam goodness.
Right.
But anyways.
And porgy sausage.
Yes. And lap chang. Oh, my God.
And chashu.
Manapua. But anyways. So, the reason why we are promoting Stephen Espanola's CD and his artistry and works is because he's actually going to be in California in January. He's going to be here in January. Yeah, I'm sorry, where we are, because he lives actually in Northern Cal. He was born and raised in Hawaii, though, but he does live in Northern Cal, and he's coming down mid-January to perform at the NAMM show, as well as he's going to have a concert in Gardena, and he's also having an ukulele workshop.
Cool.
So he's, you know, really making the most of his time. He is an amazingly talented person because he plays everything. He plays slack key, he plays uke, he plays upright bass. But he's also, aside from his instrumentation and all of that, he's known for his incredible falsetto voice.
And we want to share that with you right now.
We do.
This is a song called The Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
E ka Royal Hawaiian Hotel Ahe nani la ke ulaline Ahe nani maoli Ulu behi behi o e ka uikela E ka Royal Hawaiian Hotel Ahe nani la ke ulaline Ahe nani maoli Pakika he pahe mai ka inei Ahe nani la ke ulaline Ahe nani maoli o Amue na vela ve ka moe ka uala E pakika he pahe mai ka inei Ahe nani la ke ulaline Ahe nani maoli
He does a great version of it.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that song. That song is so fun. Okay, so you have 2 days to see him, to go and hear Stephen Espanola when he is in Southern California. He's actually going to be at the NAMM show Saturday, January 16th in Anaheim. And then also on Saturday, January 16th, he is having a show, an evening with Stephen Espanola and friends in Gardena at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20. We're going to have links to everything. And then on Sunday, January 17th, he's going to have an ukulele workshop at Island Legends in Torrance. Tickets again, $20. And then later on Sunday, same day, January 17th, he will again be at the NAMM show in Anaheim.
Stephen Espanola.
Yay! Our vegetarian friend.
Yeah, he's probably like the only guy artist who does like Hawaiian music so good, and he's a vegetarian. What's up with that? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Now here's a question for you.
Oh. All right. What's the question?
Do you telegraph your gayness?
Do you broadcast it? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I think I do. Even though my hair is not like your Ellen kind of short, you know, it's not like I've shaved my head and I have tattoos and I'm all like, not right. that means you're gay, but you know, it's not like I'm a big bull bitch. Nope, not bitch. It's not like I'm a big butch bull dyke lesbian, you know, with cigarettes rolled up on the sleeve and all that stuff.
And nothing's wrong with
and
that.
I have no combat boots, you know what I mean? I'm a pretty tiny person, actually. But I think with my body language and that I always have my hair pulled back in a ponytail, I wear no makeup at all. But most of all, I think with my body language and how I
you're rough.
And how I speak. And how I talk.
And you're rough.
Am I? I'm not that rough. I say bitch by accident, but I'm not that rough. Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I billboard.
I think it's a very light billboarding, but let's why don't you explain it to the people out there what gay billboarding really is?
Gay billboarding is what a lot of gay people do, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is basically announcing by the very nature of your appearance or your mannerisms.
Mm-hmm. That or energy.
You
energy.
Are gay or mannerisms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or energy.
Mm-hmm.
That yep. you're gay.
Yeah. You are saying, I am gay.
Just by how you dress, by how you yeah. talk, by how you walk,
yeah.
by how you act, mm-hmm. by how you hold yourself.
Yes.
And a lot of people billboard.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, a lot of people don't realize that they are billboarding.
Right. So they are shocked when someone comments on their billboard.
They thought they were so closeted. They thought they were so inconspicuous. And they thought they just passed for straight.
Right.
But no.
Mm-hmm. They were billboarding
people
there
already
the whole
knew.
Time. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of like, you know, when celebrities announce that they're gay.
Mm-hmm. You're like, when, oh, finally.
Right. Like when Ellen announced that she's gay. It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember when she came out with that movie? What is that? Looking for Mr. Right or something like that? She had a feature film.
Or Mr. Wrong.
I don't know something what like it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you know, she's playing
know,
a straight
so
character.
It was unbelievable.
It was uncomfortable.
I know. And then also Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell,
the whole
thank
time,
you.
She's so gay.
Right.
She's crushing on Tom Cruise, but she's so gay. Although you can have crushes on the opposite sex, yeah. even if you're gay. But
oh, and speaking of, Meredith Baxter Burney just came out recently.
Finally.
Who remembers Meredith Baxter Burney?
I bet a lot of our listeners don't.
Right. Family Ties, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The mom.
So she played the mom character in mm-hmm. this family situation comedy back in, what was that, the 80s, huh?
Mm-hmm. And she also plays like killers and strange people on like a Lifetime.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, another
psychopathic
person.
Psychopathic people.
Another person who like gay billboards. I don't know the actress's name, but she's made various appearances in films. She was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was in Best in Show. She was...
Oh, yeah,
And
yeah,
now
yeah,
we
yeah,
just
yeah,
recently
yeah, yeah.
saw her in
a commercial
for some kind of Xbox, like, video
yeah,
game thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
always has this really, really spiky short hair. And she actually played a gay character. She was a dog trainer, yeah, in
right.
Best in Show.
Here, I am going to find
You're
you
find
her name.
Out
so keep talking.
Who that is? Okay. But those of you who have seen those movies, you know what I mean. But in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, she played the store manager who is like totally coming on to a male character, which made it all the more funny because she just looks so gay, you know, and she's like propositioning this guy. It's like, no.
Yeah, she does totally look gay. And she was actually in The L Word.
She was?
She was the attorney for...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Whatchamacallit?
For
I don't
one
remember.
Of, yeah,
her name
yeah,
already.
Yeah. That's right. So anyway, just an example of somebody who is totally billboarding. But this whole subject came up because Sienna and I and some friends of ours were talking about people we knew who were so... almost.
And her name. Her name.
Her name is?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch! We like Jane Lynch.
We do. We like Jane Lynch.
Okay. But there are those people who are almost hurt a little bit.
There are. And we got to say that
They're almost hurt when they find out that other people kind of knew they were gay already, you know, and then they come out and they think it's kind of a big deal, you know, when they tell somebody they're gay and their response is, yeah, I kind of knew.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Really? Right. Like, how can you tell? And other people will say, oh, you know, you're kind of obvious. And they're like, what? I'm obvious? No. Yeah, you're obvious.
Yeah, yeah. But I think an important thing is like people who are coming out mm-hmm. to someone, mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times they feel like they've battled with being gay.
Yes.
You know, and yes. So they're not thinking about how their outer is, how they look, you know, and right. It's just been this internal battle. And then when they decide, you know, to tell somebody mm-hmm. and come out, mm-hmm. I think they are caught off guard for a lot of reasons. Like when someone says, oh, yeah, I thought, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think it makes the guards kind of go back up like, oh, my God, you know, because they thought no one knew. And I think maybe for people who, if you have friends who are coming out to you, mm-hmm. maybe just don't say like, oh, yeah, I figured. Because sometimes you might think that someone might feel more comfortable with that, you know, like.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I would think that.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were, you know, but maybe instead just listen, let them have that, you know, the platform to just say, oh, yeah, you know, I just want to tell you that I'm gay or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
And just be there and listen and just listen and say, you know, thank you for sharing that with me and feeling so comfortable with me that you could tell me because I don't know, but I would imagine that it's challenging.
That is a good point, Sienna.
Maybe that more than, oh, yeah, I knew already. Or like, oh, finally.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because that's not so supportive.
That's, you know, it's
compared.
Actually not.
Compared,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think for people who are being told, like people who are being come out to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
okay.
I think a lot of times they're just so excited that their friend is finally coming out to them.
Right.
And that they've won the trust and all that stuff.
Right.
And like, finally, okay, you're going to tell me. And, you know, it means so much on that level. They just want to like go, yeah, I knew already. I knew. But, you know, maybe right. just don't say that.
Right. That's true. That is a good point. That, and this is a topic I guess we can kind of table and save for future podcasts
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
this is a pretty involved topic.
And we, you know, we talk about this because actually a nice handful of our friends who are more...
billboards?
More, you know, billboardy and they show their gayness well. They've related stories to us. And we've been involved in some stories for some of them. And so... You know,
what kind of stories? What are you talking about?
About like how one of our friends, you know, her girlfriend, her more femmy girlfriend said, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, I knew.
Oh, okay.
I knew you were when I first met you. And then our other friend said, you did? And she's like, yeah, you were so obvious.
And she was like, I'm not obvious.
I know.
And
she
I'm
was
obvious.
Really hurt. And I'm yeah. like, oh, she's hurt.
Yeah.
So that and then, you know. Our other friend who was just, we have another friend who was insisting like, okay, you know, nobody, she's telling us like, nobody
knows that I'm gay.
Nobody knows. And then, you know, we would say, well, don't you think maybe some of them might have crossed their mind?
That you might be?
No, there's no way. And she, at the time, I don't know if she still does, but short hair.
Really short.
No makeup. Always, always, always wearing pants. No jewelry, nothing. Surfs, all snowboards, all that kind of stuff, okay? And then one of our really less tactful friends said to her, have you looked in the mirror lately? Which you don't want to say to anyone, really.
Okay? Who is sensitive.
Yes.
Ah, boy.
Ah. See, and that's why we need more gay bias.
Yes.
Just show the love and support when you can so people just feel all warm and fuzzy all over.
And you know, that all brings it back to energy.
Yeah, it does.
Because because there can be people who don't project gayness, like, and at the same time, they have short hair, they don't wear makeup, mm-hmm. they're athletic, mm-hmm. they don't wear dresses or anything, but you can tell they're straight.
Yeah.
And that goes to Gaydar. It comes down to just body language and energy.
Which is a gift that most gay people have, the Gaydar. And actually some straight people have been gifted with a Gaydar too.
Right.
Anyways, all right.
All right.
Well, we're going to close with a little song. It's from our 7 Days of Christmas CD. And I know this, you know, sometimes we don't give you a song, sometimes we do. And then this time we're giving you so many songs. But it's the Christmas season. So we thought, well, let's play you a song. And this is called Blue Christmas. Again, from our CD titled 7 Days of Christmas.
And we'll have a link so you can order a copy if you would like this CD.
And we'll even gift wrap it.
And we'll see you at girlmeetsgirl.net and girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. But I have a blue